Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal and awesome co-host, the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller, as well as Dr. Ayal Kedar, the natural Zen Diva. Thank you for joining us for another hot topic and another amazing week on Mind Shift Talk Radio. We thank you all that are listening to the live show, as well as to those of you that will be listening to the replay of the show. And I'm sure there will be several people listening to the replay of the show after you hear about our phenomenal speaker and you hear the message that she will be sharing tonight. But for those of you that may have missed the show last week, as always, we encourage you to go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com to listen to the replays. Last week, it was Billy, Ayo, and myself. We shared the message, condition your mind for success. And so we shared some great nuggets, practical steps that you can take and implement immediately to start to get the results that it is that you you desire to achieve in your life. And so it was a lot of fun just, you know, sitting with the three of us, chatting through the hour and sharing our experiences. And also, again, you know, just the information that we shared for those of you that were listening to the show. We received some great feedback about it. So we thank you again to those of you that listen to the show. And also we encourage you, if you are not a fan yet, make sure you sign up to become a fan at mindshifttalkradio.com or also join us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And that way you can get updates, you can get information about the speakers we have on the show, and also you can hear about upcoming speakers or any events that we may have going on as well. So you definitely want to join us on the Mindshift page. But again, you know, we're excited about this week. For those of you that have not seen the profile yet, this week we have a dynamic speaker, a motivational speaker, an author, an artist. I mean, there's just a long list of accomplishments for this individual that will be joining us tonight. So you guys will hear from her shortly. But before we go into our speaker and have our speaker join us, I do want to open up to Billy and to Dr. Ayo to say, hey, as always, always happy to be here with you guys. And just to hear, you know, what's going on with you guys as far as what you think about last week's show and what are you expecting to hear in tonight's show as well.
Woohoo!
It's always the same. It's always Ayo with the woohoo, and then Billy's like, hey, okay. Anyway, but any thoughts, guys, about what happened last week? We were excited with last week's show. What do you guys think about last week's show, and what are you guys expecting for tonight's show?
Well, last week was hot. It was pure fire. I think we laid it all on the line. It was a great show. I know I got some really good feedback. So the last week was great, and I know this week is going to be even better. I think, you know, this month we've really talked about, well, we're in April now, so the past month has been a lot of stories, guests talking about how to overcome, how to eliminate your excuses. Like, oh my gosh, if she doesn't, the epitome of that, I'm like, boy, I tell you, you shouldn't have no excuses after tonight's show. So I'm excited to hear what she's going to bring, and I'm excited to hear her message.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I'm especially excited to hear because I never heard one of us. I never heard our speaker speak, but everybody that I know that heard her say nothing but great things about her. So I am excited, especially about anything dealing with not making excuses, because we're in a society that constantly, you know, makes excuses. You know, if I didn't have these kids, or if I only had enough money, or if I got enough education, you know, it's my daddy's fault, it's my boss's fault, it's my spouse's fault, it's the man's fault. You know, we come up with all these excuses, and we think that excuses fool the people that we tell them, telling these excuses too. And, you know, because people, we think we're hiding the fact that we're not doing what we really should be doing. But excuses doesn't hide, it actually reveals. And I'm just excited to hear what this speaker got to say. I mean, I'm ready. Let's go.
You're right. And even while you were just, you know, I'm thinking about even looking at her website, when you read her bio and like Ayo said, videos that she has out, it's like just the same word just pops up. It's just strength, strength, strength. You know, the title itself of the book, Unarmed But Dangerous, says a million words, right? I mean, it just says so much. It's profound in itself. But then, you know, I'm looking at the videos and I'm reading the bio and I'm just like, all I'm hearing is strength. There's so much strength. And that comes to mind, especially because, you know, for those of you that are not aware, April is National Stress Awareness Month. And so when we think about stress, we think about stress in areas of every area of our life, whether it be in our finances, whether it be in our relationships, whether they're workplace relationships, personal relationships, family life, our health, whatever it is, you know, stress affects us in so many different areas and it shows up in so many different ways. And so as I'm reading her bio, I'm just like, there's so many things that we take for granted. And we also, we kind of bring the stress on ourselves because of the way that we look at certain things in our lives, the way that we perceive our situations and our experiences, and it becomes more stressful than it really needs to be. And then even the quote that says, I seldom think about my limitations because I'm focused on my possibilities. And how many of us have that backwards, where we're so focused on the limitations, we rarely focus on the possibilities. We don't even see the possibilities. We're so focused on the bills that need to be paid. We're so focused on what's not going right in the relationship. We're so focused on what we prefer our children would be doing and where we'd rather be that we miss out on the possibilities. And so, again, I'm really excited about this speaker. Tonight's guest, our dynamic and phenomenal guest speaker, is Ms. Tawana Williams. And as we just said, Tawana Williams is a motivational speaker. She's an artist. She's an author. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's a friend. I mean, it's just like she wears so many different hats. And when we were doing the profile for the show, we wanted to make sure that we highlighted who she is, you know, and highlighted her accomplishments because, yes, you can look at the picture, you can look at the cover of the book and say, okay, unarmed but dangerous. Wow, this woman was born without arms. But that's not who she is. You know, those arms do not define her clearly. And again, I just look at how strong she is. And when I say the strength, I'm looking at more of her story, and I'm sure she'll share with us tonight, but just thinking about the obstacles that she's had to overcome, more than just physical limitations or physical obstacles, but there's so much more mental and psychological and emotional issues and barriers that she's had to overcome. And so we are so blessed to have her here with us tonight. As I said, motivational speaker and author of the book Unarmed But Dangerous, Ms. Tawana Williams. Ms. Tawana, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, and you guys have got me excited before I get started. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Welcome.
The brother said something that really got me. He said excuses don't hide, they reveal. I'm like, whoa, I'm going to use that one, brother.
Oh, yeah, take it, take it.
I'm going to take that. I'm just saying I'm going to steal it, and I'm letting you know I will give you credit, but I'm going to use that.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Love it.
That's the motivational minister right there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying that's the motivational minister. That's why we love him.
Absolutely. But I just want to thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited about this call and this message that I am going to share. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tawana Williams, and I am your messenger of hope and inspiration. And I was blessed to be born without arms. I've overcome some major adversity in my life. That's right, I was gang raped many years ago during a home invasion, raped by my stepfather. I was addicted to crack and cocaine for 10 long years. I've experienced abortion and motherhood. So I know that on tonight I'm here to motivate. I'm here to help somebody to overcome whatever adversities you may be facing in your life. And that's why I am unarmed but dangerous. But you know what, Stacy? I was born to a mother that told me there was nothing that I could not do. And I had a Grandma Rogers that looked me in the eyes at 4 1/2 years old, and she said, T, you must not have needed arms because God didn't give them to you. She said, nothing's missing. If you don't have it, then you don't need it. So I'm here to be somebody's Grandma Rogers on tonight. I'm here to speak life into a broken situation. I'm here to let you know that if you don't have it, guess what? You don't need it. When you were created, you were given everything you need to sustain your life. So I'm here to encourage somebody. I'm here to speak a word of wisdom in your ear on tonight. So I want you to grab your pen and paper. We're about to get this party started, and I'm just here to let you know that it's possible for you. If God did it for me, if he chose me, he can choose you too. Is that all right?
That's all right.
That is all right.
Fired up and ready to go. So where I want to start is I want you to just think about your life. I want you to think about some of the things that you want to do. What is it that you want to do with your life right now that you have not done? Think about your life. Think about where you are, whether it be your finances, whether it be a new business, whatever it is you want to do, you know, why have you not done it? You know, and this is the thing that most people don't get. And what I want to reveal to you tonight is I'm going to reveal some steps, some systems, some things that can help you get there in a much quicker fashion. But you got to write these things down, and then you must apply what you get on tonight. I don't care how many speakers, preachers, and pastors you sit up under or get their teachings or whatever. If you're not applying what you learn and hear, you'll never move. So I'm talking about application on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to apply everything that you hear on tonight, the things that I'm going to teach you tonight. I want you to apply them to your own life. So what is it that you want to do with your life right now that you have not done? Think about that. Because you see, I'm a speaker, an author, an artist. I'm a woman of many gifts and have the passion to help people to live their dreams, to change the directions of their lives, and to help them overcome whatever adversities they're facing in life. And in my book, Unarmed But Dangerous, I talk about what I realized and discovered about myself. Going through my life, seeing and watching other people do things around me, things that I thought about doing and dreamed about doing, and yet I kept ruling things out for me, because when I thought about what I really wanted to do, my heart said, Tawana, you can do it. Then my mind asked me, how? How you gonna do it? You're not rich. You're not successful. You don't have a college degree. You don't have this. You don't have that. Let me ask you something. Have you ever thought about something that you wanted to do and you talked yourself out of it? Most of us have done that. And there are things that I do every day without even thinking about them. I just do them effortlessly. And like you said in the opening, Stacy, I was so focused on my limitations at that time that I forgot all about my possibilities. But I'm so glad and thankful on today that I'm focused on what I have and not what I don't have, because I remember what Grandma said, if you don't have it, you don't need it. So I'm here to encourage somebody on tonight, and I'm here to let you know that we're getting ready to move forward. So put your seatbelt on and let's get ready to do this. Because God is not he doesn't have a respecter of person. If he did it for me, he can do the same thing for you. And no, I'm not a minister. I am the master motivator. And I'm here to motivate you right out of your seat, right out of your comfort zone. Because that's the problem with most people, Stacy. We're comfortable. We've gotten comfortable and complacent and lax and slack. And we're procrastinators, we're lazy, we're not focused. It's so many things that we're not doing, and so we know what we're not doing. And so tonight I'm here to teach you some steps that are going to help you progress and move forward and get your life to where you're supposed to be or where it is you want to be. And, you know, many of us, our lives are in park. It's just like being in a parked car, and you don't know that you got to first put the key in the ignition, turn the key, and then move the car into drive. So I'm here to let you know tonight that we're getting ready to take some cars out of park, move them into drive, and we're getting ready to take off. We're getting ready to create our own MapQuest. We're getting ready to create our own GPS systems and get to where it is we want to be. Is that all right?
That is all right. Let's go.
I'm fired up too. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know, it's just time out for people, like you said, brother, you know, making excuses. My motto is, in life, you're either going to have excuses or you're going to have results. You can't have both. you know, and I was raised to be self-sufficient and independent, and my mother wouldn't let me off the hook, and my Grandma Rogers wouldn't let me off the hook, and my three sisters wouldn't let me off the hook. As a matter of fact, they made me figure out how to use the bathroom with no arms at 9.5 years old. I'm just saying there are some things in life that are going to challenge you, but at some point in your life, you got to say, okay, I got to figure this thing out. Life is not for wimps, whiners, or complainers. This life that you have is not for wimps, whiners, nor complainers. So I'm just saying, if you're ready to learn how to start figuring things out in your life and in every area of your life, let's get ready to do this. And I've created 10 steps that are going to help you get to wherever it is you want to be. The first thing, number one, you must reprogram your mind. Good God. Reprogram your mind. You know, we got to remove the negative thinking. We got to remove the negative self-talk. I know that self-talk, and mine used to sound like this. You can't do it. You don't have the money. You don't know the right people. You don't have arms. You don't have a degree. I know yours probably sounds similar, right? So it's time to reprogram our minds, to start speaking out of our mouths what we want. Speak it out into the atmosphere, and then it will come to you. Start speaking who you are and what you want. If you continue to say, I'm broken, I'll never have it, guess what? You're right. You'll be broken. You will never have it. So the first thing you got to do is reprogram your mind. Number two, you got to move with a sense of urgency. Some people are slack. They're late for everything. They're never on time. Nothing's important. If you want things to happen, you got to move with a sense of urgency. When things come to you, immediately stop what you're doing. If it's important, move on it and move on it now. It's been said that the early bird gets the worm, and it's so true. So learn to move with a sense of urgency. And whatever it is you're working on, whatever it is you're doing, move on it and move on it now. Number three, you must have a plan of action. A plan of action. He who fails to plan, your plan is to fail. You got to move with a sense of urgency, and you got to take action. Have a plan of action. And when I talk about action, I'm talking about moving. Same thing, just like with the sense of urgency. You got to move now. When it comes to action, to me, it's like being on a movie set somewhere. Lights, camera, action, move, do it. You got to make it happen. Have your plan of action and do it and move now. And then along with the action plan, you got to learn to set short-term goals. Some people, you know, we branch out here and we got these big dreams and hopes and aspirations and we want to do it big. But if you want to do it big, you know, set your goals small, you know, maybe 3 months or 6 months. Some people are looking at 10 years and 20 years down the road. That's good to have a broad vision, but I'm just saying sometimes you got to set short-term goals, and then when you reach that short-term goal, then move to the next level. Number four, you must be confident. Good God, be confident in who you are. A lot of people might think that I'm conceited, but there is no conceit here. I'm just confident in who I am, because me going through my life being told what I couldn't do, being told you look funny, you walk funny, you're too short, you're too this, it's strange not to have arms. At some point in my mind, Stacy, I begin to believe all of that negative stuff about me. But guess what? Today I'm confident in who I am. I'm not conceited. I just know who I am. So ladies and gentlemen, be confident and know who you are. Number five, get a mentor. This is so important. You know, when you step out here in your game, whatever lane you want to be in, you got to find somebody doing what you desire to do and learn from them. I did it. That's why I'm so the bomb at my speaking, because I found Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Les Brown. 7 years ago, I blew Les Brown's cell phone up. I made him pay attention to me, and I talked to him and asked him to mentor me, and he said yes. And my husband Toby and I, we began to travel all over the country with Les, speaking and following him and doing what he said do and taking notes and paying attention. I'm just saying, when you want to be the best at what it is you want to do, then find somebody already out there doing it and learn from them. Position is so important. You got to position yourself around greatness. Greatness begets greatness, begets greatness. I'm talking to somebody right now. You've been wondering and trying to figure out why you haven't been moving forward in your life. It might be because of the people that you surround yourself with. So find a mentor. Find somebody positive that's going to show you how to do it. Somebody that's going to tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. I'm talking to somebody right now. The next thing, number six, you got to be very matter of fact. Be matter of fact. Know your subject. Whatever subject you're speaking on or focusing on, be the master at that. Be the master at it. You know, be very matter of fact and know your subject. Be the master at your game. Number seven, you got to stay focused, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of times we're wondering why things are off track and this is going that way and that's going this way. It's because we're not focused. So you got to stay focused and don't get sidetracked. Don't allow negative things or toxic things to distract you from where you're going. Don't allow other people's negativity and their slack and their lack to discourage you and to distract you from where you're going and what it is you want to do. Number eight, mind your business. I know that might sound funny, but I'm just saying sometimes you need to mind your own business and pay attention to what you're doing. Sometimes we got people out here, and I don't know about you guys, but I know some people like this today that are so focused on my stuff that their stuff is all out of whack and jacked up. I'm just saying sometimes we need to mind our own business and pay attention to what we're doing, and things will begin to move and progress for us. Number nine. Don't be the local dump truck for other people's negativity and trash. I'm just saying there are people, and just the other day, I went on Facebook to respond to somebody's message to me, and I saw all this junk, all this stuff that people were dumping. I had to, you know, send a nice but blunt message to some people and tell them, look, if you're not interested in making money, helping people, or changing lives, or being positive, please, not on my page. I can't take it. Negative, toxic people just do something to me. It's like a disease. You know, I'm not the local garbage can or dump truck, and don't you allow other people to dump their mess on you. Give other people their monkeys back. Give them their mess back. Let them carry that dead weight. You know, you don't need it and you don't deserve it. And finally, number 10, you got to connect yourself to like-minded people. You know, my husband gave me a quote. He said, you can't grow where you don't go. If you don't go further, you won't grow. You know, one of the things that Les Brown told me years ago, he said, Tawana Williams, if you're the richest and the smartest one in your circle, you need a new circle. So I'm talking to somebody once again right here. You know, you're trying to figure out why you're not moving forward. It might be because of the company you keep. So let's learn to hang around like-minded people, connect ourselves to like-minded people, connect ourselves and surround ourselves with people that know more than us, that have more than us. Today, I thank God I'm not the richest nor the smartest one in my circle. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that on tonight. And finally, I just want to say this, that Dr. Phil says, you know, either you're a contributor or you're a contaminator. So, ladies and gentlemen, please don't allow other people to contaminate your space, to contaminate your life with the negative, toxic things that they are doing. If you follow these steps, implement and apply the things that I've just shared with you, I guarantee you in a short period of time you will begin to see your life move forward in areas that you thought would never change. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Stacy. If I got more time, I can take it. I just didn't want to keep going on and on not knowing where you are.
No, you are more than welcome to go. I mean, you shared so much, and I'm sitting here. I was trying to post some stuff and just taking notes, and I'm just like, wow, she's really, like, bringing it. And the interesting about it is the things that you've shared on your 10-step, they're things that we're very familiar with. You know, we talk about this all the time, and I love how you opened up your message, and you said you can listen to so many things, you can listen to the show, you can do all this stuff, but if you don't apply it, if you don't take initiative, if you don't take action, then it doesn't mean anything. And so I'm just thinking about how many of us listen to different personal development CDs, and we listen to different speakers, and we get different tips and different nuggets, but we don't apply it. And I love how you brought everything together in these 10 steps, and you made it so simple for even the beginner, the person that's brand new to personal development, the person that just finally got frustrated with their current situation and their environment, for them to say, you know what, it's time for me to do something else. And I love, just like I said, you made it so simple, but it's so powerful at the same point, because if we truly do apply these 10 steps that you've given us, we can totally see results and we can see transformation in our life immediately. And just right off the gate, your first thing, reprogram your mind. I would like like you to elaborate on that first step about reprogramming your mind, because some people think it's as simple as just saying, okay, I'm going to listen to this show, or I'm going to listen to Tawana Williams CD or something like that, but there's more to it than that. We have to be very diligent. So I'd like you to elaborate on that first step about reprogramming your mind.
Absolutely. One of the things that I found, Stacey, in this positive journey that I've been traveling for the last 15 years is that our mind is the most powerful asset that we can ever own. You know, you can lose your house, your job, your bank account, your husband, your wife, but all is not lost until you lose your mind. So that's one of the most important things that I feel that I'll just use myself for example. I was a 10-year crack cocaine addict. I was smoking crack for 10 years almost every day straight. And when God delivered me from my 10-year crack cocaine addiction in my sleep in August of 1991, I couldn't wake up doing the same things. You know, I had to change my mindset. I had to, you know, retool my thinking. I had to, you know, pay attention to what I feeded my mind, my body, and my spirit, the books I read, the information that I allowed to go into my mind, which came through my ears sometimes. You know, sometimes you need to just shut your mouth and listen to what comes out of the mouths of people that you're closest to. And if it's not good, then they've got to go. So there are some things that I did on a personal level to reprogram and to reset my mind. And one of the things was I had to pay attention to what I fed it, the things I watched on television. Sometimes I turned the TV off. And sometimes we all need to take a break from TV. It's negative most of the time and it's toxic. The news, you know, murders, wars, tsunamis, and we pray for the people in Japan. But I'm just saying, at some point, all of that negative stuff will beat you down. When the recession first came about a couple of years ago, that's all I heard from everybody, everywhere I went. Girl, we're in a recession. I was not in a recession at my household. I don't know about you, but I was not and still am not today in a recession. I'm getting more speaking engagements today than I was when they said we were having a recession. I'm just saying, it did not affect me. Why? Because of the choices that I made. I didn't allow my mind to start thinking like that and repeating everything that I heard. I continually speak positive affirmations. Everything that comes out of my mouth is positive. I speak what I want. I learned, you know, people don't realize, but death and life is in the power of your own tongue. Whatever you say, it's coming to you. If you speak death, eventually it's going to happen. If you speak broke, eventually it's going to happen. But guess what? If you turn that thing around to the positive and you start speaking life every day, I say I'm a money magnet, money coming to me. The next thing you know, people are calling and blowing my phone up, booking me for speaking engagements. And I can remember, you know, a few years ago, I've been in this speaking game for 15 years, Stacey. But check this out. 9.5 of those 15 years, my husband and I, we traveled this country for free. Not until the day that I begin to open my mouth and speak out of my mouth that I was worthy of my hire, that I was a lender and not a borrower, that I was, you know, blessed coming and blessed going. When I begin to decree and declare what I wanted in my life, things begin to happen to me. So all of the things that I'm talking about right now help me to reprogram my mind. And I hope that I answered your question.
You did. You did. Billy, do you have anything before I go to the next one? Because I'm just over here kicking my feet right now.
She said, don't be the local dump truck for other people's negativity and trash.
Yes,
how often have we sat there and just soaked all of this negative stuff up that people have poured into us? You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
So we have to make that decision to not be that local dump truck and then surround yourself. She said, surround yourself with, position yourself to around greatness. You know, be the truck. Let that be dumped on you. Let greatness be dumped on you. You know, let motivation be poured on you. Let, you know, oh man, I'm fired up. I see what people was talking about. I've been looking forward to this. I've been just sitting here waiting and waiting because I hadn't heard her. But everybody that I know heard her was like, oh boy, you better be ready.
Wow.
Right.
Well, I am honored that the people have heard me in the past were blessed by my message. But you know what? The even more powerful than that, that I pray that they implemented some things that I said and put in their ear, in their lives, and that they're moving forward on today. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm excited. But go ahead, Stacey. I'm all yours.
Well, the other question is, when we're looking at the steps, and I have to give a special shout out to Chris Gloss in the chat room, because he is over there so pumped up. And
my boy Chris, what's up?
Your boy Chris is fired up in the chat room right now, and I'm just so thankful to him, because, you know, that's how we were able to be introduced to Tawana, obviously, was through Chris Gloss. And for those of you that listen to Mind Shift, I mean, we are just always so excited and honored to have Chris on the show. He's our honorary Mind Shift champion speaker, you know, so to speak, when it comes to Mind Shift Talk Radio. So we were so thankful when he introduced us to you, Tawana. So he is in the chat room. He is fired up right now about you. I can tell you that much. But one question was, of all the steps that you have, of the 10 steps, which one would you say is the most important step?
Number one, reprogramming your mind.
Okay.
Because everything starts in your mind and in your head, and what you feed that head. And you know what? The funny thing about a body is that if you kill that head, the body's going to die. The body's going to drop like it's hot, so they say. I'm just saying, you know, there are things that you can put in your mind that can turn you to the left negatively or turn you to the right positively. So it's definitely the first step, reprogramming your mind.
Awesome. Well, that's what we always preach about, per se, on Mind Shift Talk Radio, because, again, this show is about changing your perspective. It's about reprogramming your mind. It's about transforming every area of your life and starting with your mind to be able to get those results. So everything that you've shared tonight has been right on board with that, right in alignment with that. But also one of the questions that we have from Chris, actually, and he's asking, what motivates you? And I was curious to know that as well, because, I mean, again, we can look at your story and just look at all the things that you've gone through, but what motivates you? What gets you so fired up on this show and in your speaking and everything that you do? What makes you so passionate?
Wow. You know, what makes me so passionate and motivated is my mind and me. You know, it's funny, and I don't mean to sound conceited about this statement, but I am the most motivated person that I know. I wake up motivated, Stacey. I go to sleep. Sometimes I toss and turn for an hour because I'm so motivated and so ready to do this. And it just bothers me that we have everything we need, each and every person on this phone. I don't care if you got one arm or one leg. You have everything you need right where you are in your life today. But what really hurts my feelings and bothers me is that when people who have everything tend to do nothing. You know, I'm just saying, there was a point in my life where I had to make a conscious decision that I was going to do it, that I was going to make it happen. You know, I didn't come willingly. It kept bugging me. It kept me up all night. You got to do this, Tawana. There's something in you that's not for you, but it's for the world. My husband told me that years ago. He said, T, God didn't create you this way for us, your family. He created you this way for the world to see that most people live a defeated life when they don't have to. He said, now go out here and do something. The world wouldn't give me a job, Stacey. So guess what? I created my own job. You know, that's motivational right there, to get up off your butt and to create what it is you want. If it's not available, then go create it. Because as I look at my life and I think about all of the challenges and all of the things that I've gone through in my life as of today, I could easily sit down and write 1,000,001 legitimate excuses as to why. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. And you're not a victim. You're a victor. You can become a victor today. You can become victorious on today. If you implement what I'm speaking into your ear right now, if you do something about your situation and start moving, things will begin to happen to you too. You know, George Washington Carver says 99% of all failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses. Good God Almighty. So guess what? Once I looked at my life years ago and I realized that I could do something and I had to make a decision to do something about it, I began to do that. So what I'm saying to you, ladies ladies and gentlemen, is that from this day forward, I want you to learn to tap into your own unlimited potential. The stuff that you've been doing, that's the tip of the iceberg as to what's to come, as to what's in you. There's some stuff in you that you don't know you can do. There's a book in you. There's a book cover waiting for your face. There's a magazine waiting for your story. There's a talk show waiting for you to be heard. I'm just saying, I could easily sit back and not do it. But my thing is excuses or results. But guess what? The words I can't are not in my vocabulary. You know, if I would have said I couldn't, or if I would have, you know, lived my life with the I can't mentality, do you think I would have been called by the Judge Hatchett Show to be a mentor to a troubled teen? And guess what, Stacey? When the producers called me, I didn't even know how to be a mentor. I was a mentee. But guess what? I said yes. I said I'll do it. And I figured it out along the way. But do you think I would have been interviewed by Oprah's producers twice? Do you think I would have been interviewed by Montel Williams show's producers when he was on the air? Do you think my story would have been told in 9 national magazines and been on the Word Network twice and been on Lifetime Television just last year? No, none of those things would have happened for me if I would have lived that I can't mentality or lifestyle. So I'm saying to you, you can do this. It's up to you. You got to do it. You got to make a conscious decision today that you're going to do it. Start that business. There's a book in you. There's a CD and a message in you. There's a producer or a minister or a buyer, whatever. Whatever it is you want to do, a business, there is in you. And I'm telling you today that if you don't know how to do it, contact me. My website is TawanaWilliams.com, TawanaWilliams.com. Contact me. I will help you. I will push you. But guess what? I'm not going to play games with you, and I'm not going to babysit you because I don't have time. If I want to play, I got grandbabies. I can play with them. I'm just saying, when you're serious and you're ready to do this, contact me. I will help you. I will lead you. You got people right here on this call that are leaders and ready to help you. So I'm saying today, make a conscious decision that you're going to turn this thing around and start moving towards your own greatness.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Tawana Williams on Mindshift Talk Radio. If you do not have all of your friends and family listening to this show right now, you tell them right now. You send a text message out, you go on Facebook, and you make a post, and you send an email blast that they need to join MindshiftTalkRadio.com right now, because Tawana Williams is on fire right now. That's all I can say.
Yes, awesome. I am. Yes, I am.
Billy, I didn't mean to cut you off, Billy.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, I got a question. I know a lot of some things we do, like something small, like just say if I had a job interview and I didn't go to it, you know, everybody would be like, man, why you didn't go? Why you didn't go? And but some things are hard, like if it was something like some extreme crisis, you know, some people will excuse you for quitting. And to me, that's even more dangerous because – you have people that's not saying, man, why you didn't do that? You have people saying, well, you got that. I can understand. I mean, I can see why you would quit. Did you have people that were giving you the green light to quit?
Yeah, they tried, but guess what? My mind wouldn't let me accept it. Some people try. They're, oh, it's okay. You don't have arms. Oh, we understand. No, I'm just saying, I grew up in a household where my mama, my grandma Rogers, my sisters, they wouldn't let me excuse my life away. But just think about this. Check this out. There's never been a statue erected for a complainer, no hall of fame for complainers, no books or almanacs written for complainers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want something in life, then make it happen. You know, as you look at your life, make it happen for yourself. Take ownership. I decided a long time ago that I was going to do it myself. I don't wait on other people. If there's something I want to get done, I do it. I'm amazed at the people that I see that sit back and wait on other people. But ladies and gentlemen, guess what? The people that are making history, the people that are changing lives, the people that are honored and making things happen are do-it-yourself people. So I'm just saying, you got the power, and you don't even know you possess this power. So I'm telling you tonight that you got to figure out how to get this thing done, find somebody that's doing what you desire to do, get under their leadership, shut your mouth, Pay attention. Listen to them. Do as instructed, and your life will never be the same, because that's all I did. I positioned myself around greatness, and doors begin to open. I started this business out in 1996. My husband gave me $300. I had a computer. I had a vision. I prayed. I had a telephone. I had business cards, and I got busy. I called strangers to help open doors for me in the beginning. I sent out 50, 60 emails a day to people that I didn't even know to help open doors for me. So if you want something in life, then go make something happen in your life. I'm just saying, it'll come to you. Once the positive flow and the positive force of you releasing what you want out of you and into the world and into the atmosphere and into the ears of other people, it has no other choice but to come to you.
And I want to go back to something else you shared, Tawana, when you were speaking. I mean, even just hearing you speak right now, but clearly you've chosen to write your own story. Like you said, you look past every limitation, and you've chosen to be confident and to go through these steps that you've even shared with us tonight. But for those people, there's some people that may be listening saying, well, you know, she's talking about there's a book waiting for my face to be on the cover of it and so forth. Some people are still stuck in that place where they're not quite sure about what it is that they should be doing. And it makes me think about something I even just listened to yesterday that was shared with me from Miles Monroe when he was talking about so many times we get so frustrated because we're not living and working in our purpose and what we've been called to do. We're trying to live someone else's life. We're trying to live someone else's story. And even going back to the beginning, just talking about this is, you know, Stress Awareness Month, and how much stress do people carry, you know, going to jobs every single day that they don't like, and just, you know, going through the flow and through this rat race every single day. But for those people that are not sure, how do I get started? How do I determine my purpose? What do you say to those individuals?
I will say this. What keeps you up all night? What won't let you sleep? What stays on your mind? That's your purpose. That's it. You just have to figure out, you know, where to start and what to do with what's keeping you up. When things used to keep me up at night, or when things even today keep me up, I'm constantly writing down my thoughts. And then, you know, the next day I'll get up and I'll put my thoughts together and I'll sync them and, you know, okay, you got to do this before you do that. You got to do that before you do this. And I'll just start putting things in chronological order. I don't know. It's you got to be focused and in tuned with what it is you want to do. I can't explain how you find your purpose, honestly, Stacy, because I just figured out that, you know, that thing that kept me up at night. It was just messages. Live your dream. You know, no more excuses. These were things that would come to me in the middle of the night, and I'd get up and come in my office and just write stuff down. You know, unarmed but dangerous. Tell your story. Help people. You know, and then I just started writing things. I mean, just last year I released my fourth book. You know, in 5 years I've written four books, and I know people today that have been talking about writing their first book for 5 years. I'm just saying, it's in you. If you don't know what to do and how to get started, then connect yourself with someone that's already been there and done it and made the mistakes for you and learn from them. That's another thing that I did. After I figured out, okay, speaking has got to be my purpose, then I said, okay, I started researching speakers. And then I met Les Brown's goddaughter, who became my close friend, and she passed away in 2006. And, you know, she introduced me to Les, and, you know, she made the personal connection. And, you know, things just added. I'm just saying, once I opened my mouth and spoke it out, what I thought I should be doing, you know, and I figured this, if it wasn't my purpose, and if it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing, I wouldn't be still doing it. So that was 15 years ago. There's just something in you that you don't know you can do. I dare you to try to tap into it. You know, when things come to you in the middle of the night, get up. You can rest later. Write some stuff down. If you're serious about finding your purpose and finding out what your passion is, then when things come to your mind, they're not just coming to your mind for nothing. When people you meet people and they say they see something in you, they're not saying that to waste their breath or to make you feel good about yourself. They're saying it because evidently God told them to say it. And why I say that is because in 1995, my husband told me that God told him to tell me that I could draw. And I told him, I said, you must be tripping because God didn't tell me. He said, I dare you to draw me a picture. When I come home from work, I want to see what you did. And guess what? It blew my mind. You've seen my artwork on my website. Ladies and gentlemen, go to TawanaWilliams.com. You'll see my artwork. And I've never been to art school. This is something that I didn't know I could do. But God used my husband, Toby. And he's been using people in your life. And you've been missing it. So I'm encouraging you this time. Don't miss it. The next time somebody comes up to you and tells you they see you doing something, don't dismiss it. Try it. Because had I not tried it, guess what? That would have been a gift that I would have taken to my grave, Stacy. And I'm so grateful that I jumped on it, that I did what he said God said I could do. And that's how I began to be such a great artist and a great speaker, because of what other people, great people, spoke into my ear. And I listened to it, and I paid attention to my own life, and I began to move in what I thought was the right thing to do, and it worked out. It was the right thing to do.
Wow.
I hope that helped somebody. I hope it helped somebody.
Helped me.
Yes, Tawana. Oh, my gosh. You had so much. I mean, you shared so much information. I just love how, I love your attitude, because it is, you're like in your face.
Yes, it is. And you know what, my sister? I got to be in somebody's face, because somebody was in my face. I got people in my face right now that will hold me accountable, that will say, T, you're trifling. T, that wasn't right. T, you better do this better than that. I got people that will tell me what I need to hear. And I know Stacy didn't call me on this call to pet anybody's back, to pump. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep it real everywhere I go, because you know what? I'm only 4 feet, 5.5 inches tall. I'm short. I don't have any arms. And if I came to the stage, for example, if you saw me in person, and if I walked up in the house and I had my head hung low and my voice was real short, real soft and timid, who would listen to me? Nobody. So I realized that I got to come boldly in front of the people of God, and I got to tell them exactly what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, because your needs, your wants, I'm sorry, have gotten you to where you are right now. And when you start to implementing what you need and allowing other people to tell you what you need to hear, you're going to move forward. So I thank you for that compliment. You know, I'm just who I am, and this is the way that I've always been. And I tell people, you know, I might not come back, but I came the first time, and I know I helped somebody. Either you can say ouch or amen.
Well, amen.
Juana, hey, I like what you said earlier about, you said nobody would hire you, and you said you went out and created your job. Yeah. One of my friends, Cornelius Hamilton, said something that told me something that has always stuck with me. He says, no matter what happens, find a way to win, because that's what winners do. And you didn't let that stop you. You know, you found a way to win. Because, like, once again, like I said, people would have said, well, okay, I understand why you don't have a job. You know, it's okay to just, sit down on that, but you went and created a job.
Yes.
And that's just awesome, because you found, no matter what happened, you found the way to win.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's funny that we're talking about that, because every time I think about how I got started, and people ask me that all of the time, I just created what I wanted. I got started in the phone book, and I just started calling pastors, and I got started on the internet, and I just started calling, connecting with churches and organizations. You know, as I said, I did it for 9.5 years free. But guess what? Today my speaking start at $5,500 and go all the way up to $12,000. Who would have ever thought that a formal crackhead, somebody who said I would never be, people told me I'd never amount to anything. They told my husband Toby to leave her. She'll never be anything. They told my grandma Roger, stop praying for her. But look at God on today. Look at what God can do when you position yourself for great things to happen, when you believe in yourself when other people don't. I'm just saying, we all have that power to believe in ourselves, to have that absolute faith about ourselves, to not, not waver in our faith, not faint when things look bad. Yeah, I could have easily given up. You know, I could have easily stopped a long time ago. It still today gets hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say it's a struggle, but things are hard sometimes. It's a challenge. But guess what? I'm still here. I'm still in my race, and I'm still in my game, and I will rest when I'm dead in my grave. That's when it's over for me, when I'm dead in my grave. Yeah, I'm tired, but guess what? Right now there's work to be done. Somebody's life needs to be changed. Somebody needs to be told that they can do it, that they can make it. Somebody needs to be told that it's possible, that you have the same greatness in you. You know, there's work to be done, and we all have a part to play in this work that needs to be done.
Somebody got to do it. It might as well be you, right?
You got that right. When you get tired of running from your dreams and the calling of you on your life, you'll do the same thing that I'm doing. Because I got tired of running. I got tired of hiding. I got tired of saying, no, I know God ain't talking to me. And I know he ain't telling me to speak to people. I was a crackhead. I was one of the biggest hoes in Wilson, North Carolina. I got to keep it real with y'all because somebody needs to hear this thing real tonight. You know what I'm saying? I kept ruling things out for me, and I almost missed out on this position that I'm in today. So I'm telling you to leave that baggage right where you left it. Take it back. Put it back there in your past and forget it no more and start moving in your greatness and start collecting your thoughts and start reprogramming your mind and connecting yourself with great like-minded people. I told you I will make myself available for you because this is my passion and this is what I was chosen to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with your host, Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayle Kedar, and Billy Miller. We are over here just floored. We are excited. We are kicking our feet with the message by none other than Tawana Williams, Unarmed But Dangerous. And I tell you, she is dangerous. You have been listening to the show tonight.
You know what? A lot of people ask me how did I come up with that title, and they thought I wrote the title Unarmed But Dangerous because I didn't have arms. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I don't have arms. I'm unarmed but dangerous in my mind, in my spirit, and I'm moving forward and doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm living my life on purpose with a purpose, and that's why I am unarmed but dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to get yourself a copy of this book. It's my bestseller. It is so awesome. It is changing lives all over the world. This book has touched places and been in countries that I've never physically stepped my foot. And people from all over the world are ordering Unarmed But Dangerous and moving towards their own purpose in life. So I encourage you that if you're stuck, if you don't know how to move forward, if you've been crying out and have not gotten an answer, I dare you. I remember when we were little, we used to say, I D-double dare you. I'm D-double daring y'all right now to go to TawanaWilliams.com and order the book. I will autograph it. I will get it out to you. You'll have it in a few days, but it will change your life.
Definitely. Can I say, I approve that message? Can I say that?
I like that.
I love it. I love it. And you know, you were sitting here talking just now, even you were just talking about, you know, the circle and the company we keep and the people that are around us. I'm still, you know, sometimes there's a delay with me, with my mind, so please bear with me. But it's just something you said earlier that still stands out when you were talking about people around you. And I know in one of your steps you talked about having positive mentors and those people positioned in your life for greatness. But you talked about having those people even in your family, in your life that spoke into you. Even the story with your husband telling you to draw when you didn't even see an artist in yourself, but God spoke to your husband. You know, and it's so important. We talk about this. I know Billy has shared this message quite a few times on the show, and even Chris Gloss has done a great job about talking about iron sharpens iron and so forth. But it's so important. I think that's one that we sometimes miss. We take it lightly about how important it is for us to have those people in our lives, even for us to be able to be here right now with you. I mean, we are so honored to have you on the show, but I could never imagine a year ago even, you would have never been able to tell me that I would be sitting here doing a radio show with Billy Miller, Ayle Kedar, and Tawana Williams, of all people. There's no way that you'd be able to tell me that Chris Gloss would be my mentor, that I'd be learning from him. You would never be able to tell me this stuff. But it's just so awesome, like you said, what God can do. what he'll do, and he will move those people into your life. He will create those divine connections, but we have to have that hunger, but we also have to be able to have that confidence and that trust to say, okay, I'm going to submit to this. I'm going to yield to this, and I'm just going to continue to walk in faith. You know, every single day, I'm going to walk in faith. And when you listen to your story, that's really all that you've ever done. You have been confident. You believed what was told to you, the positive things. You chose what you wanted to believe. Because, like you said, we can get the negativity dumped on us, but we can also have those positive influences in our lives. And it's up to us to make the decision. What are you going to choose to listen to? Which thoughts are you going to entertain? Which ones are you going to hold on to? You know, which ones are you going to say, okay, all this positive stuff that I'm hearing about myself, like you said before, people are not saying it to you just to hear themselves speak. They're saying it to you because they see something in you. But many times we just don't take the step. We don't move forward, whether it's fear that's blocking us, whatever it may be. You know, we just get stuck. And the whole message that you're sharing tonight, no excuses. There's no more excuses, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to the show for the first time, you're here for a reason, obviously. There's something that you want. You know, you're frustrated with something. You're looking to grow in different areas of your life. There's something that you want, or else you would not be here. And I commend you for being here, for even taking the time to listen to the show. But again, can't stress it enough. You have to go to TawanaWilliams.com, read her story, look at the videos, get that book, Unarmed But Dangerous. As she said, it will transform your life. So again, I thank you for being here, Tawana. What closing remarks do you want to share with our listeners? Because I know we're coming up at the end of the hour.
Well, I just want to keep. I'm gonna be like that child. That child is gonna come out in me again. You know, I dare you to do something about your situation. You know, most people complain about their situations. Okay, well, we know complaining about your situation won't change your situation. It didn't change mine, and I'm sure it won't change yours. So I dare you to do something about it. But one of the things that I love are quotes. And I just love this quote by Calvin Coolidge. He says, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan "Press On" has always solved and will solve the problems of the human race. Ladies and gentlemen, be persistent in what it is you want. You got to keep coming back again and again and again. I'm a network marketer. I'm a businesswoman. I'm the CEO of Tawana Williams Outreach. And guess what? Every time somebody tells me no, I keep going. I don't stop because to me, no means next. If you're in a business and you're trying to reach people that don't know what they don't know, as Les Brown says, then you scratch their name off and you move to the next person, because there's somebody waiting to hear what you have to say. There's somebody waiting to buy the book that you're going to write. There's somebody waiting to buy the product that you have to sell. Whatever it is you got in you, there's somebody waiting in line to receive it. So I dare you to do something about it. This has been Tawana Williams, your messenger of hope and inspiration, and I want you to hold on to these words until we meet again. I know that I will, even without arms. God bless you, everyone. I love you, and thank you so much for showing up.
Thank you, Tawana Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you find her online, TawanaWilliams.com. You can also find her on Facebook. Tawana is T-A-W-A-N-A Williams. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, it was such an honor to have you here. You have truly blessed us, and we are so thankful for you taking the time to be here with us tonight, Tawana.
Absolutely. And, you know, anytime you need me, you call me. If I'm available, I'm here.
Oh, amen. Awesome. Billy, Io, is there anything else you'd like to share or say to Tawana before we go ahead and release her?
Well, I got to say real quick, I believe that Tawana Williams, from what I've heard, Tawana Williams has reached more people than the average person with arms and has touched more than the average person with fingers. You know, God took her mess and turned it into a message.
Ooh.
And I just think that's awesome.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that listen to the show, I'm sure you were blessed by the information you heard tonight. please be a blessing to others as well and share this with other individuals. They can always find the replay online at mindshifttalkradio.com. Again, we encourage you to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you are not following the show yet, you want to go to mindshifttalkradio.com and click the follow link so that you can follow our show, hear about upcoming shows that are going on, and again, to get more information about the guests that we have had on the show. And you definitely want to be here next. As I said, this month is National Stress Awareness Month, and so we're going to be talking with different speakers and getting information to help you live a more balanced life, whether you're looking at work-family balance or whether it's in your relationships, if it's in your finances, if you just want to be healthy overall as far in terms of fitness, you want to be here next week. We're going to kick that off with some of our speakers that we've had before. Coach Terrence Lethbridge is going to be joining us next week. We're going to have Medina Nance, certified herbalist, and counselor joining us as well. And so Dr. Ayo Kedar will be heading off that conversation next week. So you want to make sure you're here to hear about how to live that balance and order life, have that order in your life, in every area of your life. So thank you for joining us tonight. We encourage you to have a blessed, prosperous, phenomenal, and productive week. And we will join you guys next week, same time, same place, mindshifttalkradio.com. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
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 Mind Shift Radio.